The definitions of fitness has disappeared somehow, but it doesn't matter. I've analyzed the living model or living-like model with mating within niches and the haploid version, and I was interested in when is genetic polymorphism maintained in the population, under which conditions, which parameters, because a lot of studies, like symmetric speciation studies, assume that the conditions or some of these properties are strictly symmetric, which is very implausible in nature. So I analyzed such a model with a life cycle like that we have two niches and one polygenic trait when one value of the trait is advantageous in one environment and the other value of the trait in another environment. So we have some trade-off in these viabilities. So, and the trade-off affects the possibility of divergence or like the maintenance of polymorphism in the population. So if I had the definitions of fitnesses, I can assign the trade-offs to different types of epistasis. So let me comment it. If you have a less than additive epistasis, that we have two beneficial alleles and the effect of both is smaller than their addition, that we have the kind of concave trade-off in the polygenic trait. And if the effect of the two alleles is higher than just their addition, their sum, we have the convex trade-off, or it leads to the convex trade-off. So I analyzed this model, and I look at the case with the convex trade-off because it's more interesting for several reasons. And I've found out that the parameter space when the system is polymorphic is shifting towards a much stronger selection. So this is for the two loci model, and for some positive epistasis, that it's about 10 or 20%. It's of 10 or 20% higher, the addition in two locus or three locus model. And it looks that you need a really strong selection to have some a buffer where the population can stay. That if the selection is weaker, we need to have the system strictly symmetric, what is pretty implausible. So how can I move to another slide? Okay. Yeah, so then I've defined the... So something disappeared. Again, I'm sorry. I redefined the fitnesses, viability functions, which should be here, but there are missing, because that first viability is this one plus one. It's too complicated to describe it. You can look at it on the poster. Sorry, for I just copied it to this flash disk and disappeared. So, never mind. It allowed me to analyze the role of convexity, because it's defined by functions. So the role of convexity in such a system, when the system is in a polymorphic equilibrium. And also, I conclude that with increasing disruptiveness or increasing convexity of the function, of the trade-off, the parameter space where the population maintains polymorphism is shifting towards stronger selection. That we need really strong selection. It's here, in here, you can calculate it, and it's selection on the a maladapted genotype, the phenotype in the wrong niche is about 90%. So the viability of the adapted is 1, and the viability of the maladapted is 0.1. So it's pretty strong selection. So I conclude that with increasing convexity of the trade-off, the parameter space of both like niche sizes and the strength of selection within niches where the population maintenance polymorphism is significantly shrinking and it shifts to a stronger selection. So the traditional scenario when we have like a sympatric speciation that the population faces weak intermediate disruptive selection is pretty unlikely because it's in the region where we need strict symmetry to maintain polymorphism. Thank you.